It's the greatest treasure on this earth, and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short, and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. Said is, life is too short and eternity is too long to live without old friends. I'm glad to say that you're my friend, and well, I'd like to think that I'm your friend, and together we stand, but divided we'll fall. So I'm glad today that I'm able to present the message of Something to Believe In. That's very important in my life, and I hope it's just as important in your life also, okay?
Sunday morning sunshine, bathing in the land. Sunday morning people with their Bibles in their hand. He wonders why they pass him by, walk around him on the street to shade the light that replaced the night. He cups his hands to see while in the shadow of the steeple. Someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Preachers talk about the need the fallen land. He said, ain't you heard, we are the world, let's lend a helping hand. It's getting late, pass the plate, do the best you can. Congregation rises, somebody says amen. Someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. A worn-out coat he neatly folds, puts it under his head, while the shadow of the steeple rests upon his face. A choir sings, church bells ring, people gather round. They just shake their head as they walk away from the figure lying on the ground. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Does anybody care? Don't they know he's dying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Shadow of the steeple, find them dying.
Yes, sir, don't let the shadow of the steeple find them dying. A lot of people are dying within the reach and the means of the church. And it's appointed that a man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. And we're going to face the judgment. There's no doubt about that. As we live and as we die, that's where we'll face God. There is no second opportunity. When you leave this world, you leave just like you've lived. When you face God, it's going to be eternity. And I want you to think about that, and I'm trying to give you something to believe in. I thank all the people who have stood behind me in this radio ministry. I've been on this ministry since 86, and I know a lot of people are familiar with this broadcast. I hear a lot of them make comment to it, and I've tried to preach the gospel. I've tried not to whitewash it down. I just tell it like it is. And hey, life is uncertain, but death is sure. It's appointed unto us to die, but after death, the judgment. But I'm not here to preach about hell. I'm here to tell you about heaven. I'm here to tell you that there is something better, and that something is Jesus Christ. So I hope today that you'll find that real on this cold Sunday morning. Seems like winter time is coming on, and here it is, right on up the 1st of January. We'll be headed before long. It'll be colder and colder, and, well, it can't get much colder, but anyhow, it can get bad. So God loves you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. So I hope today that you realize that, okay? Let's go now and listen to this song. I think this song here has a wonderful message, and it says more than I could say in real life. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot be to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Oh, the bliss of that glorious, glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but in whole. Is now nailed to his cross. And I will bear them no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. And Lord, haste today when my face shall be sight, and the clouds be rolled back like a scroll. The truth shall resound, and the Lord shall be seen. Even so, yeah. Can you truly say that it is well with my soul? If you die today, how would you be before God? Because as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. If you die in your sins, you're going to be resurrected in your sins. You're going to be punished beyond, well, it's just unthinkable, the punishment of being in hell without God, and without friends, without family. Just be there in that tormenting place. And I hope you have made reservations in heaven. Well, let's go now. Let Martha do this beautiful song for you. Don't you forget to pray for Martha. I was over there the other day to see her, and I'll tell you, it's sad to see her in that shape, to know that she could sing these beautiful songs like she does. And I tried to get her to sing over there for me the other day, but she just would not sing. So you pray for Martha. Pray that God somehow or another will undertake and put his hand under her and rest her in peace. To use the theme, Never, Never Looking Back. Now, I used this not very long ago at a graveside and a funeral, and I think it's very important in our life because a lot of people have been touched by God. Many have heard the call. Many have accepted the call of God. But many have heard the call of God but never accepted the call of God. Dr. Livingston made the statement after going to Africa, preaching to the dark continent of Africa, faced with the death of his wife and a child, and well, he lost about everything he had, but he came back to stateside, and they asked him the question, will you ever go back to Africa? He said, I'll go anywhere God sends me. And they said, but will you go back to Africa? He said, absolutely. Anywhere God sends me, I will go. And I will never look back. I will always be going forward. You know, that's a great statement. I remember that Moses, when the Bible said that Joshua spoke about Moses and said he was a man that left nothing undone. Now, boy, that's a great big statement. And you know, the Apostle Paul could have gloried in many of his accomplishments, but he never would do that. The Apostle Paul said, if I glory, I will glory in the cross. I love the Billy Graham library that was put up in his honor. And if anybody deserves that honor, he does. But he don't take away from God. He said, this library is not going to be about me. It's going to be about God. And I appreciate that statement. But the library, whether you've seen it or not, but if you go to the Billy Graham Library, the door is built like a cross. And he said, when coming into this library and meeting the things that God's done in my life, then you're going to have to come by the way of the cross. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. The Apostle Paul said, if I glory, let me glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. Because we don't want to glory in anything else. That's what this broadcast is all about. We're not wanting to glory. We want to give all the glory to God. But we want to be found, according to the Bible, we need to be found in God. The Apostle Paul said that I might be found in Him. That's in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. Not having my own righteousness, which is of God by faith. You see, the Apostle Paul had to meet God just like you. He met Him on the Damascus Road. He had an experience with God that was beyond a lot of people. And maybe you've never had that experience. But the experience is the same. Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, when you meet God, then you meet Him the same way the Apostle Paul did. You must recognize Him as being the Lord of your life. You must recognize Him as being the shepherd of your valley. And Jesus Christ is going to be with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the very end. But you do have a right to look back. As a matter of fact, I'm looking back on 47 years of ministry. I'm looking back on radio ministry. I'm looking back in revivals and churches where God has allowed me the great opportunity. And every broadcast that we come on Sunday morning is another opportunity for you to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not that you don't hear it in your church. But you see, folks, I may be able to reach someone that no one else can reach. And maybe you could reach someone that no one else can reach. Because people are brought to God by the Holy Spirit. I've heard people say, well, I'll come to Christ when I get ready. No, you come to Christ when He gets ready, when the Holy Spirit brings you to God. But do you have a right to look back? Now, we don't want to look back upon the shambles, the mistakes, and all of the things we've done. And we want to forget those things because they are behind us. Just forget them. If God forgive you of them, you have been forgiven. Oh, the world may not forgive you, and your neighbor might not forgive you, even your own wife or your husband may not forgive you. But if God has forgiven you, then you have been forgiven. And you know, when I look back on a godly mother, I look back on a godly father. I'm glad to say today that I've never been without a godly home. I don't know what it's like to live a day without a godly mother and a godly father. And you know, a lot of people can't say that, but that's a great honor and a great privilege to have a praying mother and a praying father. You see, we're running a race, my friend. We're in a race for our life. The Apostle Paul said that he would run. He would run the race that is set before him. And there is a race, but the racer never looks back while he's running. Because if you look back while you're running, you're liable to stumble and fall. You remember that Peter was out on the water. He was walking to Jesus. He stepped out by faith. Jesus said, Peter, if you want to walk on water, step out of the boat and come on. Peter stepped out of the boat and he was coming to Jesus. But the storm became heavy. And just because you sign on with God and you accept Him as your Savior doesn't mean that all your problems are solved. doesn't mean that all your heartaches is over. Some people tell you become a millionaire and all of that. Everything comes your way, and it doesn't happen, and it brings discouragement to your heart and life. But my friend, let me tell you something. You don't want to ever look back, but Peter got his eyes off of Jesus, and the Bible said that he began to sink. But I got the good news for you. Read in the Bible that him and Jesus together came back to the boat. So you may stumble, you may fall, you may make a mistake, and you may not do things just like you think you ought to do and everybody else thinks you ought to do. But when you step out with Jesus Christ, he'll be there. Remember this, Peter might have sunk, but Jesus was only an arm length away. He reached out. He took a hold of Peter and back to the boat they went. You see, we need to think about these things. Also in Philippians 7 and verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, there's a great resurrection waiting. If there be no resurrection, the Apostle Paul said, then our preaching is vain. Your faith is in vain. Because I believe that one day there will be a great resurrection. The Bible said the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together, ever to be with the Lord. I like the next verse in the next chapter. Comfort ye one another with these sayings. And that brings comfort to our heart. When you go out to the graveside and you lay your loved ones in the sod, it's the saddest moment of your life. But you have the hope in the resurrection. David made this statement after losing his son. He said, I cannot bring him back, but I can go to be with him. And I got news for you, my friend. You may not be able to bring him back, but you can go to be with him. He said also in verse 11 of chapter 7, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And Paul goes on to say he's wanting to forget those things which are behind and reach forward unto those things which are before. Don't be the hog turning back to the mire. Don't be the dog turning back to the vomit. Because there's nothing to turn back to. There's nothing to go back to except sin and shamble. The prodigal son got a taste of the city life. He went into the far country. He spent it all. He spent everything that he had. He came to want. But when he came to want, he realized that in his father's house, even the hired servants were eating better, sleeping better, and being treated better than he was. That's why he said, I know what I'll do. I'll get out of this mess, and I'll get out of this place. I will arise. I will go back to the Father. I will say, Father, I've sinned. That's the antidote, sir. That's the antidote, man. Tell God. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. I'm no more worthy to be called your son, but make me as a hired servant. You see, Paul said in Philippians 7 and 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In verse 21, the verse that I love them all, but this one I really love. Paul said, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to seduce all things unto himself. Hey, a man, a sir, I'm telling you today, there's nothing back there to look forward. There's no looking back. We've got to keep looking forward. Never, never look
back. Just inside the Eastern Gate. And off to glory.
coming in the morning. So you'll not have long to wait. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom wants him at that meeting, just inside the Easter egg. I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the Easter egg.
I hope to meet you in the morning over there, because death is appointed unto us to die, but after death the judgment. I've already said that one time on the broadcast, but I can't say it enough, sir. You had a good life. You lived a good life. I'm pushing 82 years old here next month in February, and God has really blessed me and my family. We've been blessed abundantly, and God has tremendously blessed us. Martha is in her condition, but God knows best. We don't understand all that God does to us and for us, and why He allows these things to happen. But anyhow, if God be for us, there's no power that will ever stand against us. God's love is greater. It's just greater than I am, and it's bigger than I am, and it will reach throughout eternity. It'll stand with me. It'll stand with you. And if you don't know Him, I pray that something I can say that will head you toward heaven, to make you turn again your sin and turn to God. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for the sick. I pray for the shut-in. I pray for every dollar that's sent to this broadcast. May it be used for your glory, for the edifying and the building of the kingdom of God. May I be able to say something each Sunday morning that will head somebody in your direction. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. I appreciate all the cards and the letters I received during the past year and the offers I received, and I will be having a birthday next on the 17th of next month. But you pray for me, pray for Martha, and continue to pray for this broadcast, because it means so much to so many people. Well, the only thing left to say is goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.